very old tune. It's called Packington's Pound, and it's got some words. Mary found some words to go with this song. So I'm going to sing to you.
So this is a song about a cut purse. And I think there might have been some cut purses around in the shambles of Chesterfield in medieval times. But there's a little bit it's a warning about being a cut purse. But it's, as you listen to the words of the song, you'll realise that it's not always the customary thief who should be thought of as being the true robber. There might be other people involved in that, as we'll see in a second. Masters and friends, good people, draw near and look to your purses for what I do say. And though little money in them do you bear, what is so hard to come by is lost in a day. You oft have been told, young and the old, bidden beware of the cut purse so bold. But if you take heed not, free me from this curse. Take this as a warning about the cut purse. You youth, you are better being starved by your nurse than live to be hanged for cutting a purse. It has been suggested to men of my trade that oftentimes we are the cause of this crime. A lack of our willing, why should it be said? As if they regarded the place or the time. Examples have been of some that were seen at Westminster Hall and the pleading between. Then why should the judges be free from this curse? More than the poor man for cutting a purse. Yes, why should the judges be free from this curse? More than the poor man for cutting a purse. All relent and repent and amend and be sound, and know that you must not by honest man's fall advance your own fortune to gain further ground. And though you make pay in silks as you may, it is not the highway to heaven, they say. Repent and repent you for better or worse, and kiss not the gallows for cutting a purse. Repent and repent you for better or worse, and kiss not the gallows for cutting a purse. Thank you.
in from Baldwin's Wake, obviously the band for the bar, for Lord of Chesterfield, set you on your toes tapping, and then we'll go on.